thank you for downloading this episode of Squabblebox right here on the Trending Topics Network. Squabblebox is a live, interactive entertainment show that airs on Siren 107.3 FM every Monday and Thursday between 11am and 1pm. Throughout the show, we like to get your views and opinions on many different topics. You can get in touch throughout the week if you're listening to the podcast repeat by going to @Squabblebox on Twitter, squabblebox@sirenonline.co.uk on the email, or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox. The music that you hear on the show has had to be edited for legal reasons on the podcast. Stay tuned, we love hearing from you, and let's get started with the show. You're listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. My name's Kai Valentine, I'm here with the wonderful Maisie Anderson. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. We have a jam-packed show for you this morning, well, this morning and afternoon. I always forget, Maisie, that we're going to the afternoon at 12 o'clock.
Yeah, it gets a bit confusing. I'm wonderful now, am I?
You're wonderful now,
yay,
apparently, yes. But we are talking all today about superstitions. So get in touch, let us know about any superstitions that you follow. Are you a skeptic or are you a believer? Get in touch and let us know on the text message 07797 800 716, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Twitter @SirenFM, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or via the Radio Player app. There are so many different ways to get in touch. You have no excuses, and we're looking forward to hearing all of your thoughts as the show goes on today. But as I say, let's welcome Maisie Anderson. Hello, how are you doing, Maisie?
Good morning.
Are you feeling okay today?
I'm all right. Pretty good.
Yeah.
I'm a bit excited.
Oh, why are you excited, Maisie?
Because of our Can You Believe That?
Yeah, do you want to say what our Can You Believe, for people who don't know and have only listened to us for the first time, our first segment of the morning every Thursday is Can You Believe That, where we ask, can you believe that something is happening this week? And that is, Maisie, it's a bit personal this week.
It's very close to home.
And that is?
Can you believe that tomorrow we are moving house?
We are.
That's my happy noise.
Now, this may seem like something that is very personal to us, that we're moving house. However,
it's happening all over the place at the minute,
especially for the student population, mm-hmm, in and around Lincolnshire and around around the country right now. But also, everyone's got a story about moving house. Pretty much. You know, I think everyone, not many people have lived in the same house since birth.
Not many, no.
So we want to know as well some of your stories about moving house. Have you had the trials and tribulations? Have you got any tips for us?
I would love some life hacks about moving.
Get in touch, let us know. Maisie, how has the packing been going?
My packing's been going great.
Yeah.
Because I did the thing where instead of waiting until now to organise what I'm going to throw and what I'm going to keep, I did it weeks ago.
Yes.
So I know that everything in my room needs packing. And what's being packed can be put into these boxes. And if anything, I have spare boxes because I've thrown stuff away. It's all good.
I did a massive clear out. I've done a massive clear out because I've got so much stuff and stuff that I thought I needed, but
No one needs like 10 boxes of shirts.
I got rid of a lot of them. But also, because I found out I've not done a clear out since I was about 14.
Yeah, approximately.
However, one of the things that I have got rid of is my underpants.
That's a lot of detail
for a Monday morning.
For a Thursday morning.
Thursday morning.
Have I confused you?
Yeah,
I thought it was Monday this morning.
We're all confused here today, but yeah, when it comes to getting rid of stuff, my underpants, I realised that I had enough boxer shorts to wear a different pair of boxers every single day for over a year without cleaning any of them. That's how many underpants.
Yeah, that's bad.
So I've got rid of a lot of them.
You still own underpants. I just want to confirm.
Well, yes, I can confirm. I have still got underpants, but I had a lot of old ones, and I just wanted to get rid of everything.
Yeah.
But if you have any tips for us moving house or any funny stories about the trials and tribulations of moving house, because it is a huge job, isn't it, Maisie?
It can be. It depends.
We're doing ours over. Oh, how does it depend?
It depends on how organised you are or how organised the friends that are helping you are.
Yes.
Because my dad is the moving master. He can play. He can play car Tetris like nobody else.
I love playing car Tetris.
Because my dad's always had small cars because less emissions. Less road tax, da da da. So he's always had small cars. The car we have now is slightly bigger than our old one, which first moved me to Lincoln.
Yes.
So it's got a bit more space. But my dad can do everything I own in just one load.
Wow.
Yeah.
I think I might be able to do that now. Because I've got rid of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
I feel like I can do it. It'll be
your
first
room is so clean right now.
It really is.
I looked at your room and went, what?
Do you know why it's so clean?
Your bed was made.
Do you know why it's so clean?
Because you haven't got nearly as much
stuff. Because there's nothing in it anymore.
You haven't got nearly as much stuff.
But I'm looking forward to moving tomorrow. It's going to be a long job, but it's going to be really fun to get into the new house and really looking forward to it. But Maisie, as we say, we're talking about superstitions today. Get in touch. Let us know about superstitions that you follow or are sceptic to.
Although I'm just interested, are there any superstitions about moving?
Ooh.
Are there any superstitions about moving house? Because there's one that my dad has, and I don't know where it's come from. I think it's an old tradition.
Yeah.
Where the first cork that you pop in a new house, you put 5p into it and put it on the mantelpiece, and that's good luck.
Oh, I heard about this.
My
dad. Think this is
yeah.
for a new house, isn't
I think
it?
It's, yeah. I think it's a new house, and my dad. My dad also did it on my 18th because I was given a small bottle of champagne on my 18th. I popped the cork, which is always the fun bit.
Yes.
And then he put a 5p into it and he gave it to me. I was like, why?
Well,
because I know it's a thing he does, but I didn't know why he gave it to me, and I have no idea where that cork is.
Oh.
I think it might still be in my old house.
Yeah. Well, I tell you what, guys, get in touch. If you know any superstitions about moving house or anything else, get in touch with your favourites at SirenFM on Twitter, on the text message 07797 800 716, on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or via the Radio Player app. Maisie, I think it's time to go into another song, and this
it
one is
indeed.
It's oh so fitting, isn't it?
We'll be right back after this.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Superstition by Stevie Wonder. We had to play it, didn't we, Maisie?
You did.
That was
you had to play it.
It was actually listening to that song yesterday that gave me the idea to do Superstitions today.
Yeah.
We are talking all about superstitions today. Get in touch. Let us know any that you believe in. Are you a sceptic of superstitions? At SirenFM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 07797 800 716, or you can message in via the Radio Player app.
Now, before the last song, Maisie, we were talking about how we're moving house.
We are.
And the superstitions.
It's a big move, though. We're moving from Lincoln
to Lincoln.
We're moving down the road.
It's closer to the university, it's closer to the studio. That's what matters, really, doesn't it? We can set off a little bit later to the studio from now on, or just get here earlier.
We could.
But, yeah. So we were looking at the superstitions of moving house, and there's a few here that I've found online. When you move into out of a house, leave the broom behind. Now, have you heard of this one before, Maisie?
No. Why is that?
Along with the dust and dirt from your old home, old brooms also carry the negative aspects of your life. A new broom signifies a fresh start into your new home. I'm loving this show already, for that.
Okay. Well, the broom that we currently own belongs to the house.
So we're going to leave it anyway.
Yes. But it means that the new one that we're going to have isn't going to be new. It's going to be used by the old tenants.
But if you leave your broom behind in a normal moving a house that's not like a student tenancy...
Yeah, if you were moving from an actual house that you own to another house that you own...
Then you would still get somebody else's broom. But their bad stuff isn't effective to you.
Okay, so you can't get anyone else's negative energy, just your own.
Yeah, just your own negative energy. That's how that works.
So if I just never use the broom and let you do it, does that mean I will never have any negative energy? Because I'm fine with that.
But then I'll get loads of negative energy. Have to put up with me twice a week on here.
You already have to put up with me twice a week.
That's true. So let's move into a couple of the others. It says, carry bread and salt with you when you first enter a new home, along with your new broom. After crossing the threshold, sprinkle salt in the front of the door to keep evil spirits away.
Now that is something I do. Not for evil spirits, but because we get slugs really easily in our house. So I put some salt down in front of the back door because that's where there's a huge gap that slugs get in.
Is that actually what you're supposed to do?
It stops them coming in. Yeah,
because
they get. Because they're so full of moisture, they get dehydrated very easily if you put salt on them.
So it's
not particularly nice. It's not a nice way to keep them out, but it keeps them out.
Well, you learn something new every day.
And basically, it's also said that because salt is such a pure rock, it keeps away evil spirits. So that's why in some shows about supernatural stuff or fairy tales, you do sometimes hear about salt on the window linings.
Yeah.
Because that stops evil spirits getting in.
I've just got this really...
But I did leave. I did leave a note on the door. Like, under the door, I put the salt, and then I left a note, so I'm like, for slugs, not evil spirits. Just to make sure that you didn't think I was going a bit strange.
He's going to look a bit weird, though, because we've got a new landlady, and when we go to the new house with her, and she lets us in...
all four of us carrying a loaf of bread.
And salt. Just sprinkling it on the doorway.
Just because it'll be too embarrassing.
The next one on the list is, it's bad luck to carry a gardening hoe into the house. If you do it by mistake, carry it out by walking backwards through the same door. It'll reverse the bad luck.
Okay.
So does
that mean all gardening implements?
It just says gardening hoe. I'm starting to think, though, that if actually going through something...
I can kind of understand why it would be a gardening hoe, because that's about churning dirt and bringing up new soil. So bringing something into the house that's supposed to do that, maybe?
What I like about this, though, is that you can carry something into... You can reverse the bad luck. Does that mean, like, if I walk in on something and I don't like it, I can walk back out of the room and forget it?
No, that's just being in denial.
Like, if I accidentally... if I accidentally walk into the wrong seminar room or a wrong lecture...
As long as you walk out backwards, all of the embarrassment is taken away.
Nobody...
Yeah.
You know, that won't be embarrassing at all to see me moonwalking out... out of the lecture
if anything, people would cheer you. But it's a similar thing where, like, it's bad luck to knock over salt unless you pick it up and throw it over your shoulder.
Yes.
So there are some... Apparently you can reverse bad luck that way.
Now, this next one, Maisie, is stuff fennel and herb with yellow flowers and feathery leaves into your keyhole and hang it over the door. Do you know what this is for, Maisie?
Is it another keeping away bad thoughts and energies?
To protect your home from witches.
Well, we do have a witch problem.
Lincoln does have a witch problem, don't they? It's something that really needs to be looked into.
I don't know if we actually have a history of witches.
You know what, right? We're actually making jokes about this and all the stuff that we are talking about superstitions today, and we might make jokes here and there. If you believe in this stuff,
we
are not in any way taking the mickey out of you. We're just surprised by some of this stuff. If you really do believe in this stuff, get in touch. Let us know all about it. We would love to hear from you. As we say, at Siren FM on Twitter, the text message 07797 800 716. The email, studio@sirenonline.co.uk. The Facebook fan page, Squabblebox or Maisie.
Or you can listen in via the Radio Player app.
Yes, you can. A couple more, Maisie, before we go into another song.
Okay.
The next one is... This one's kind of obvious. And it's one that I've known about since childhood. And that's never open an umbrella inside.
Yeah. I do it all the time.
I do. That's probably why we have such bad luck.
We don't have that much bad luck. No. The only reason I would open an umbrella up inside is to dry it out.
Yeah. But I think this was just something that... I honestly believe that umbrellas being opened up inside was just a way for mums to stop their kids from opening big umbrellas inside and, like, jousting with them. Because I'd have been doing that with my mates as a kid. We'd have been running across and hitting each other with them. And
you can still do that if they're not open.
Actually, it'd probably hurt more.
It would hurt more.
We are not in any way saying that you should go and do this. Please do not.
No umbrella fights. I can kind of get it. I kind of get the things that make that it's sort of like, well, if you... Because a lot of it comes from the idea, like, well, if you open up an umbrella, you're probably going to break something.
Yes.
Because, you know, it's assuming that these sort of superstitions were created when houses used to be smaller, there isn't nearly enough space for an umbrella.
Yeah, that's true, actually. Now, this final one, Maisie, you're probably not going to like, because we might get both of these.
Oh, dear.
Don't move into your new house on a Friday, Saturday, or rainy day.
So it's probably... Well, you're moving in Friday.
I'm moving in on the Friday. You're moving in on the Saturday.
And it's going to rain.
And it's Lincoln. It's probably going to be rainy. Actually, looking outside
right
now...
It's lovely today.
It's a lovely day. And we should probably do a weather report on that when we come back later on in the show.
We just did. It's lovely.
It's a lovely day.
Go outside.
That's our weather report. Get outside. Get a suntan as much as you can in Lincoln.
I don't think you can get much suntan in this weather.
It's time for us to start moving into another song. However, we have two very special guests a part of the show today. Eloise and Harriet, you may remember them from Monday's show. They're going to be doing a report when we come back. They're going to be letting us know all about it after this next song, so around 11:30 mark. So stay tuned for that as the show goes on. We'll be back a little bit later on. So, Maisie, we are talking all about superstitions. People can get in touch
at
Siren FM on Twitter. The email, studio@sirenonline.co.uk. The text message, 07797 800 716. Or
they can get in touch via the Radio Player app or our Facebook fan page, Squabblebox on Siren.
Yes, they can. Maisie, it's time to go into another song now. Stay tuned to Siren FM. You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM. Today we're talking all about superstitions, and you can get in touch in the many different ways via our email, studio@sirenonline.co.uk, Twitter at Siren FM, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or Maisie.
Or you can text in at 07797 800 716 or via the Radio Player app.
Shortly coming up in the show in a little while, there will be Harriet and Eloise, the work experience girls from here at Siren FM, who are here to do their special report. We're really excited to hear about it. However, let's talk a bit more about superstitions, Maisie.
Okay.
Let's talk generally. What are your thoughts on superstitions?
I would say that I'm a skeptic most of the time, but there are little things.
Yes.
That I do, but they're not proper superstitions. They're like, you know how some people have like superstitions about football matches. So they, like, my mum is determined that every time she leaves a room, England score.
Right.
Because she always misses it.
I've got to admit it. There was a woman who sat in front of me at the football at the I'm a Huddersfield Town fan. I was a season ticket holder for, well, I've still got a season ticket. I just don't get up there very often anymore.
Yeah.
But I went for about 10 years. And there was a woman who sat in front of me for every season. And every time she, her and her husband, and every time she got up to go to the toilet, Huddersfield scored. So to the point where we were losing, we were drawing 1-1 in the 90th minute, and someone turned round and went, "Oi, will you go to the toilet?"
That's mean.
Which is, it's teasing. It's,
yeah.
You know, she took it as a joke. But but superstitions-wise, yeah, I can see what you're saying.
Yeah, because I don't know where that coin thing came from that my dad does.
No.
Because it's always a 5p coin, and it's always in a cork, almost immediately after it's been taken out of the bottle.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether that's just him or whether that's an actual thing. Because you've said that you've heard of something similar.
I sort of heard it.
Are you sure it's not me telling you for another time?
If people know what you're talking about, Maisie, they need to get in touch, don't they?
They do. I really want to know if it's just a weird thing my dad does. Because my dad's he's a strange fella. He does strange things all the time.
When it comes to superstitions for me, I feel like I don't believe in them.
I
feel like I'm a bit sceptical. However, if anyone ever... It goes back to that... You're a fan of Outnumbered, aren't you?
Yeah.
There's an episode of Outnumbered, the BBC, partly devised, partly sitcom show.
You mean partly improvised?
Improvised, yeah. Around a family. And there's a whole episode in there where they talk about... superstitions,
yeah.
and basically the mum at the end of the final joke is that the mum goes, "No, I don't believe in any of these superstitions. Touch wood," and she and she touches wood, and I find that I do that. And
you do say touch wood a lot.
I do say touch wood a lot, and I've always got to either touch wood or
you knock your head.
The cop out is to touch your head,
which
because
is yeah.
that's technically wood, apparently.
It's the idea of being a bit hollow brained.
Yeah.
So it's a joke.
It is. And I, like I say, I don't, I'm a sceptic, but I still do that stuff. There is also another superstition that I have. Well, it's not a superstition, but it's a ritual that I do every time before I go on stage.
Yeah.
And I don't know whether I've ever told you this.
I think performers have a lot of sort of superstitions.
You've probably seen me do it and thought, what are you doing, Kai? But I have to touch the back of my heels before I go on stage.
Is that what you're doing?
Yeah.
I always thought you like your costume got caught or something.
No, no.
Like you were just sorting out your socks or something.
No, I have to sort. I jog on the spot. I've done it since I was about, since I can remember.
So yeah, since you started performing then.
Yeah, and I just did it once, and then I got into a habit of going, but and that show went really well. So
yeah.
I went, if I don't do that again, then it might not go well. And, you know, shows have gone bad. I'm not saying that every show I've ever done, but the one show that I forgot to do it went really badly.
Yeah.
So I'm
that's how these sort of things come
about. So I'm just going to keep doing it.
I don't know whether you'd consider it a superstition or just bad luck, but my mum is also, because my poor mother, she's also determined that every time she puts her sunglasses on, the sun goes in. It goes behind a cloud or something. And my mum, she's got quite, like, her eyes are quite sensitive to light, so... Even for what for most people would be just a normal day, my mum would prefer to wear sunglasses. And as soon as she puts them on, the sunlight goes behind a cloud. She takes them off again and it comes back. She can't win.
That's brilliant. Does your mum also question whether the light in the fridge stays on or off when you close the door?
No, it goes off.
Yeah.
Everyone knows it goes off. There's a button especially designed to make it go off. I don't know why this is a question.
Oh.
It's the same thing about the chicken or the egg.
Yeah.
It's egg because... reptiles such as dinosaurs have been laying eggs many, many, many millennia before chickens existed.
Now, we've got one sent in here from Doreen in Huddersfield who says, I will never walk under a ladder.
I had to a lot as a kid.
Really?
Because we've got... my dad had a... For a period of time, he used to go up to our attic or our loft.
Yes.
To go do stuff. Yeah. That was where he would make... Like, he would make shelving units. He would do his own thing up there. He'd make planes, stuff like that. It was basically his man cave.
Yeah.
But to get up there, you needed to use the ladder. But our... and it was perfectly safe to use the ladder, but it did mean that it took up the entirety of the hallway, because we have a very narrow hallway. So to get to my bedroom, I had to go under the ladder every time. Or to the bathroom.
Oh, vice, right.
Likewise. So...
So that's why you're so unlucky.
I was either the most unlucky kid and didn't realise it, or it just doesn't work like that. But then again, for a while as a child, I thought I was the opposite. I had the opposite luck to everyone else, because I remember Friday 13th, there was one Friday the 13th where I had just an amazing day.
All right.
There was also, like, because my house number is 13.
Yes.
From my hometown. And my mum and dad love the number 13. I mentioned it probably last week. That my mum and dad's lucky number is pretty much 13, although they'd never say it. Because they got...
It's a little bit weird.
House number 13, they got married on the 13th of May, and their their 13th anniversary was on the 13th of May 2013.
Yeah.
And they've been very happily married for a long time.
Maybe that's the answer. People are not wanting to get married on the 13th. But maybe
the answer
is... I don't think
it's bad luck at all.
Maybe it's good luck. And maybe that's why the world is in such an awful place.
Oh,
that
dear.
Everyone is that everyone is ignoring that could be using lucky number 13.
I'm pretty sure it was a Friday as well. I'm not sure. I'll have to double check with
them. Was it raining as well?
No. It was a beautiful day. I remember because my mum said she wasn't that superstitious. My grandma was a bit fussed about them getting married on the 13th. But at that point, they'd already been together for about nearly 10 years.
Yeah.
Which I'm rounding up significantly.
Yeah, of course.
So my grandma was a bit fussed. My mum wasn't. And it was the only day in May they could do was the 13th, because anyone else who was having a wedding in that month had booked up all of the good dates.
Yeah.
So they went for the 13th and just didn't care. They just went for it, and it's worked out.
Yeah, it seems to have worked out quite well for them. I think, Lizzie, it's time to go into another song.
Yes.
What are we heading into?
We are heading into Clapdown by The Clash.
Stay tuned. Listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. Today we're talking all about superstitions, and you can get in touch, let us know whether you're a believer or a skeptic, and let us know about superstitions that you've heard of or you follow at Siren FM on Twitter, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, or
you can
get in touch.
I'm terribly sorry.
You can get in touch 07797 800 716 on the text, or maybe via the Radio Player app.
Yes, sorry. We've had an email in, and I was reading it just as you were doing that bit. I'm so sorry.
Okay,
unprofessional of me.
Do you want to read the email now, or do you want to save it?
Yeah, it actually works perfectly.
Cool, brilliant.
Basically, I was telling you about my dad's 5p cork.
Yes.
Okay, here's the situation. He's emailed me
right,
to tell me exactly why he does it, and he said, I got the practice from my in-laws, sorry, no story. A good luck superstition for moving is making sure you have good quality tea in for the guests/drivers. None of that Tesco red label rubbish. other... That is the opinions of my father, not Siren FM.
Or Kyan Maisie.
Or Kyan Maisie. Can you please play anything by the singer William Shatner, Dad from Wakefield?
Other rubbish teas are available.
That is the personal opinions of my father.
Now, we are talking all about... So, Maisie, superstitions.
Does William Shatner even
So basically,
sing?
What your dad is asking for there is for
Basically, my dad is coming up to help us move, and he wants to make sure that I got the good tea.
Yes.
I've already got the coffee my mum likes, so that's
I need to get some coffee, actually,
I have so much tea, though.
Because I don't drink tea or coffee.
You don't, which means I'm keeping the kettle overnight, by the way.
Yeah, I don't blame you. I'll take the toaster. Amicable split.
Yeah, if you can take the toaster and the iron, I will save the... I love that we're sorting this out now.
Yeah, we're sorting it out live on air. But let's go into a few more superstitions, okay. Maisie. And this is one that I always had as a kid. It's bad luck if you see one magpie.
Yes.
But it's good luck if you see two.
Yes, have you ever heard the song?
There's
a magpie song.
But if it's right that if you see three, you're supposed to salute.
I've never heard this. I think you salute at any time. You salute at one. You say, "Hello, Mr. Magpie, where's your missus?" And that prevents the bad luck.
Oh, right. Because I always got told you have to salute... Yeah, you salute at one so that the bad luck goes away.
Yeah, and it protects you.
Yeah, but what's the song go?
The song is one for sorrow, two for joy, three for a girl, four for a boy, five for silver, six for gold, seven for a secret never to be told. I don't know. There are more past seven.
Seven, run away, because you're probably going to get attacked by magpies.
Well, that's magpies are supposed to be in flocks. They're supposed to be seen, multiple of them. It does go past seven, but I've never been taught what eight beyond are. But yeah. I remember that was a big deal at my school for some reason, was the magpie song.
Yeah.
Especially because there were a lot of magpie nests around my school area. So people would sing the song. I remember once I had to do a story project at junior school about the magpie song.
Oh, all right.
Because we read a book where basically it was the magpie song told in letters between a granddaughter and her grandpa.
Yeah.
So he says, like, "Oh, I saw three magpies," and then she says, "Oh, yeah, well, that'll be..." And it made me think of you. So I was like, and then he saw four, and then she had a baby brother. It was a very sweet story. I wish I knew what it was called.
Yeah. Oh, that's cool. I used to get a funny story, actually, because that just reminded me. Because I was talking to you about this the other day, Maisie, and I know I haven't mentioned this on air yet, but I used to... when I was at primary school, I entered a talent competition after reading a poems book. And this just reminded me. Do you remember me telling you about this the other day?
And I'm surprised that you did it this way.
It was a book called Funny Poems, and I can't find it anywhere. And I was trying to search for... I can remember the poem.
Please do not recite it.
I'm not going to recite the poem. However, I did something that Maisie thought was silly, and that was email. I started Googling to try find who the author was, and the poet, and I emailed the guy that I thought was the poet.
You're not even 100% sure this guy.
But I am now, Maisie.
Oh, have you emailed?
Has emailed me back.
This is exciting.
He emailed me back just with a, "Hi, Kai. Yes, it's me. Glad you like it." So I was really
Did you
happy.
Point out that you are 19 years old, nearly 20?
Yeah, I did on the second email. I sent him another email. I haven't got a reply.
Worried that he was going to think that you were like a five-year-old with really good grammar?
I just thought, you know what? It'd be really cool if maybe we could get him on the show or something, but you never know. We might hear back from him. Just reminded me of
just
that.
Just don't make any promises.
So, back to superstitions, but I think it's time to go into another song.
It is indeed.
Coming up shortly, we're going to be having Harriet and Eloise coming in to do their report that they've been working on this week. We'll hear more about that as the show goes on. But you can get in touch with us at Siren FM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can message in via the Radio Player app.
It's time to go into another song now, but stay tuned to Siren FM.
On 107.3 FM at sirenonline.co.uk. This is Siren FM.
other side of the street I knew. Stood a girl that looked like you. I guess that's deja vu.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. This is Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show right here on Siren FM.
How long have we been here, Kai? And I'm still making little mistakes. Oh,
it's all right. Stuff happens, Maisie. But we're going to move on and we're talking a bit more about superstitions. We've got a couple more minutes before we head into the next song. However, Maisie, putting money into a purse, wallet, when you buy one... The message is a little bit jumbled up, but putting money into a wallet when you give a wallet to someone.
Yes.
Now, that's sent in by Lynn in Huddersfield.
My aunt does that. My aunt and my grandma do that, because my aunt has this great tradition at Christmas where she'll make, like... Because we do the stocking thing.
Yes.
Although our stockings are literally stockings. They're not, like, giant socks that you get from a store.
Yeah.
My mum actually bought stockings, ladies' stockings, and we have those. And then my aunt gives us a little goodie bag full of little things.
Yeah.
You know, normally it's like travel shampoo and stuff. and at the bottom of each of those, she tends to give us a coin purse. At least she did when we were little. And there would always be a £2 coin in it.
Yeah.
And I didn't realise it was probably for that reason. Because it's quite good luck to say, look, here's the purse is already started. Here's much money to come. Good luck with your future fortune.
I only found that out as a thing because, like, when my grandma and granddad bought me a wallet a few last year before I came to uni, they bought me a new wallet and that had new money in it. That had a little bit of money in it. And you bought me a wallet for Christmas.
Oh no, I didn't put any money in it.
Did you not put any money in
it? I didn't know that it was a superstition. I gave you that wallet in good faith that you'd look after it, because your old wallet was falling apart because you put too much stuff in it.
Yeah.
Because you leave train tickets in it, you put a ridiculous amount of receipts in it, and you don't
spend
change.
Oh, Missy's
going
on the first rant of the morning. Yes.
I got you a really nice wallet.
You did.
I went out of my way to find the nicest one that I could afford.
But you didn't put any money in it.
I didn't put any money in it, but it doesn't matter because it's already breaking because someone's been overfilling it.
It's fine. I can't help it that I've got too much money. Nah, that is completely a joke.
You've got too many coppers.
I really haven't.
You just have coppers, which you don't take out.
Yeah.
And I'm annoyed because you're ruining a perfectly good wallet that I bought for you.
Now, one final one, Maisie, before we go into the news, and that is that you shouldn't put new shoes on a table.
I've heard this one.
Yes.
I have friends back home who are determined about this, because, and they kind of walked it, because basically I put my feet on the desk at school, not during a lesson.
Right, yeah.
We were in a sort of like tutorial bit where it's all a bit more laid back and nobody's learning anything. And a friend of mine said, oh, you can't do that. So it's bad luck. And I was saying, isn't that new shoes? I've had these for years.
Yeah, it's new shoes.
And plus, I'm wearing them. I have heard this before. I don't know why you shouldn't put shoes on the table. I think it's rude.
Like I said,
it's
just a mum's way of telling their children to not put
their
shoes on
the table. You think it's a bit like fairy tales? Mums have... The whole thing is just... It's a whole scam by mothers.
People call a lot of these old wives' tales.
I thought it was wives' tales. Is
no,
it wives' tales?
Wives' tales. Yeah.
My mind has been blown. That's amazing. I didn't realise it was wives' tales. I thought it was wise tales.
We're talking all about superstitions today. You can keep getting in touch throughout the show at Siren FM on Twitter, on the Facebook page Squabblebox. That's facebook.com/squabblebox on Siren. The email studio@sirenonline.co.uk.
Or you can text in on 077 97 800 716, or you can message in via the Radio Player app.
Yes, we've got so much more to come, including a report from Harriet and Eloise that will be coming up very shortly in the show. But Maisie, we're going to go into another song now. What are we heading into?
We are heading into I Wanna Be by Katie B.
Mm-hmm.
are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. This morning we're talking all about superstitions. We'll be talking more about them as the show goes on. You can get in touch at Siren FM on Twitter, the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, or
you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can send us a message via the Radio Player app.
Now, for those who are listening to Monday's show, they'll probably recognise the two voices that you're about to hear, and that is the voices of Harriet and Eloise, who have been working down at Siren FM this week, and you've been working on a report. So, hi guys, how are you doing?
Hi.
Thank you.
Now, you've been here four days. At Siren FM. How have you found it so far?
Good. It's been very fun. We've done loads of cool stuff.
That's
really good.
And this report that you've been working on, do you want to tell us a little bit about that?
So yesterday we went to a press conference for a new unveiling of a service that sort of puts all of the services that young people need for getting like on a career or something. And they opened it at Lincoln City Hall yesterday, and we went down to the press conference, which was good, yeah.
It was cool.
And as well as that, we've been told that you've been doing other stuff while you've been here.
We made some adverts. And,
Put some ads on. Yeah, that was really
probably
cool.
Probably heard our Poppy ad one. Mm. Have you heard that?
Possibly.
Yeah, we probably did. Yeah.
Yeah.
we play so many adverts here and stuff. It all merges into one. But we're really looking forward to hearing the report. So do you just want to introduce it?
Yes. So here's our report.
The Network in Lincoln is a new project that aims to bring together services for young people.
Up to now, there's been lots of advice available, but from different organisations.
We went along to City Hall yesterday afternoon for the launch of the new network project.
Councillor Rick Metcalf is the leader of Lincoln City Council.
So the network is going to have this broad remit. It's established obviously to try and integrate better the advice and guidance that's available for personal development opportunities and of course for employment and training. So it's really aimed at trying to help young people engage in training and education and employment. And realise the full potential that they're likely to have for later life. It goes beyond just advice on learning and career options. It intends to bring together a whole range of different agencies with their different roles so that young people can find their way to the sources of help and support that they most definitely need.
But it was the Mayor of Lincoln, her right worshipful Councillor Yvonne Bodger, who cut the ribbon.
It's this wonderful opportunity of making those young people aware of all the fantastic opportunities that are available to them now. And I'm absolutely delighted to declare this new start started.
The project's taken almost 4 years to set up and has been led largely by Gail Dunn, who is the Chair of Trustees of Network. She told us how she hopes Network will transform the lives of young people in Lincoln.
What we hope it will do is that many young people will come down, talk to somebody, have a look at our leaflets, have a look at what's on offer to them, just feel comfortable in the environment that we've set up so they can have just a coffee and a chat, or they can just have a browse. If they need something like a CV or something very specifically around making their way in the future, there'll be somebody there to help them with that. So we're going to have access to a digital area so you can get a CV made up if that's what you need. You might need signposting for a short course like first aid, because that's something that you need to get onto the next step. It could be something much longer in that you're homeless and you've got some other issues, family issues, mental health, things that you might need to access a range of different services. So I see that every young person that comes through the door will need something different.
So what age bracket is this for?
Primarily we're looking to support 18 to 24 year olds. olds, because that's quite a high number of unemployed people across the city. It's quite a high number signing on the DWP to claim Job Seekers Allowance. So that's our focus group. 16 to 18 year olds should be in some form of education or training, but it will be not exclusive for that group. So if somebody has been to sixth form and doesn't like it, or if somebody's been to college and doesn't like the course that they've engaged on, then they can come and talk to us and we can maybe steer them onto something different so that they remain engaged. We will also be talking to young people who are thinking about their options. So if they're at school age 14, they're not sure what they want to do when they leave school. And also we wouldn't turn away anybody that was in their 30s. So there is a focus for young people, but we wouldn't exclude anyone coming through.
So how long has it actually taken to develop this new venture?
Okay, it was between 3 and 4 years ago when we did the initial research as to why there were so many young people in the system that weren't engaged. And we went out and talked to people on the street and at youth groups and all sorts of places to find out why they were finding that particularly difficult. And it was because they didn't know where to go to get any help. So it's been a venture which has now come into fruition because of the hub of services that are in City Hall. So we're in a joint office with the Voluntary Centre Services, Credit Union in the building, the Job Centre are in the building, and that's going to help, because to move people from one place to another within one building is going to be a lot more helpful than sending them down the street and across the road.
How do young people access the network and get the help they need?
Okay, anybody can come down. So just come down, come through, find us in the building. We're on the ground floor in City Hall. Come and have a chat, just come and browse the leaflets, come and see how we can help you.
Gail Dunn there. Ben Barley is the Chief Executive of Voluntary Centre Services in Lincoln and also a trustee of Network, and he is proud to be involved.
It's really pleasing. I think, as I said earlier, this project has been in the pipeline for a number of years now, so actually to see it up and running, become a charity in its own right and able to support people directly is really, really encouraging.
Let's think about Lincoln. And to help us with that thought, we asked our Mayor, Yvonne Bodger, how she feels that young people contribute to our city.
They're our future. The young people in Lincoln are absolutely splendid. They are enthusiastic. Sometimes they're polite. Mostly they're polite. I'm happy to pass my baton on to the youngsters of Lincoln now. I think they're quality.
Is Lincoln a good place for young people?
Yes, it is. It's friendly. It's safe. We've got the university. There are loads of things for young people to get engaged in. And also they don't have to be alone.
What's your personal vision for Lincoln in the future?
I think possibly to go on doing what Lincoln does very well. It cares for its residents, it looks to the future and learns from the past.
To find out more, call Lincoln 245 002.
Or you can find out more on Facebook at The Network Lincoln.
Now that's the report there from Harriet and Eloise. Sorry, my mind's going blank today. So, did you enjoy putting together that report?
Yeah, it was really fun. Really interesting to different components.
That was going to be my first question: is what was the most interesting thing that you found when you were putting together that report?
I'd like to see how the technology works. I didn't know that it was so much involved with operating the computers and stuff.
Were these the first interviews that you've ever done, or have you done something similar before?
No, this is the first
one. For a first time, that's impressive.
Yeah, I'm really impressed. That sounds exactly the same sort of stuff that you get on the newscast from the top of the hour. You're going to be getting their jobs soon. They're after our jobs, Maisie. So the report is all about the young people, and as young people, do you find yourselves that it's difficult to find your way in the career department?
Well, somewhat. I mean, it's difficult to know what you want to do because there's so many choices now that it's difficult to sort of say, yeah, that's what I want to do, especially as at like university you only study one thing, and then it's difficult to make up your mind, I think. But I'm not.
Yeah. And it's like sometimes like when you know like what kind of job you'd like, you go out looking for them and you don't really know where to look. So it would be really helpful to have a place that tells you how to get jobs.
So that's why it's great that this system is put in place. And it's also great why places like Sarin FM are doing work experience for people like yourselves. You've overall enjoyed your experience here so far?
Yeah, definitely.
Well, that's brilliant to hear, isn't it, Maisie? And I'm sure everyone... We're really impressed with how you've done. That report is fantastic.
Thank
you very much for coming on the show and talking about it. You're going to be coming back to do an interview later on, I believe, And Maisie, what are we going into now?
We are going into What Difference Does It Make by the Smiths.
Stay tuned. Listening to Sarin FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was The Smiths. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Sarin FM. Today we're talking all about superstitions. You can get in touch, let us know all about your... Do you follow any superstitions? Are you a skeptic or a believer? Get in touch at Sarin FM on Twitter, on the Facebook fan page Squabblebox, the email studio@sarinonline.co.uk.
Or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or messages via the Radio Player app, which Beth from Huddersfield has done this afternoon.
Hello, Beth.
Who has said, so, did Kai cause England to go out of the Euros by accidentally throwing away his lucky pants?
Oh, you know what? That might have happened, but unfortunately, I wish I could use that excuse for the terrible performance of
England. No, I don't think you need to... It's not your fault, Kai. You can't take that weight on your shoulders.
No, I can't. And it's just the fact that I built it up so much on Monday's show that England are going to get through. And then it didn't happen. But so then, for people who don't know, England were knocked out of the Euros this week to Iceland. So that's disappointing. But thank you, Beth, for your message. And now we are talking all about superstitions. We got plenty more to do as the show goes on. Maisie, another superstition that we have on the list is... I've got one in here that says, "There's find a penny, pick it up. All that day you'll have good luck."
I did that a lot as a kid, to an annoying degree.
Yes.
To a very irritating degree, I did that. Because we'd be walking along the road and I would stop every time I saw a penny, do the rhyme, and my mum would get so frustrated because it took twice as long to get places. Especially in the town centre where people like have loose change falling out of their pockets all the time.
Yeah. I used to do find a penny, pick it up all the time, and I can just see now, thinking about how silly it looks, but it's one of those things
not
where
when
people...
you're a kid. If you're a little kid, it looks adorable.
Yeah.
But, the older you get, the less adorable it gets.
Because we used to have find a penny, pick it up, and all that day you'll have good luck. Give it to a friend, your luck will never end.
I was too selfish. I kept them all for myself.
I tell you what, Maisie, we're going to go into another song now.
Yes.
But stay tuned to Sarin FM.
A great mix of music, news, entertainment and more on Sarin 107.3 FM.
It feels like a perfect night to dress up like hipsters and make fun of our exes. It feels like a perfect night for breakfast at midnight to fall in love with strangers.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Taylor Swift with 22. We are Squabblebox, your interactive entertainment show, right here on Siren FM. It's 12:25. We're going to be with you for the next 35 minutes or so with Squabblebox. We're talking all about superstitions today, and you can get in touch and let us know about your favourite superstitions. Can you really say that, Maisie?
I don't think people have a favourite
superstition.
That's not really the spectrum that's used.
Any superstition? Are you a sceptic? Are you a believer? Let us know. Get in touch and we'll talk about...
I have to admit something, Kai. Every time you said believer today, I've heard believer.
Believer?
I've heard believer.
Believer.
What's the Justin Bieber people?
The
believers.
Believers? Yeah. I'm not sure.
I keep mishearing you and I'm getting a bit...
I'm out of touch with pop culture, Maisie, to the point where I don't know what they actually call them. The last time I really looked up about Justin Bieber, he was singing Baby, 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 Ooh on YouTube. So, quite a while ago. But, Maisie, we're talking all about superstitions today, and let's get into a few more. Now, this is one that I always do, Maisie, and that is it's unlucky to pass someone on the stairs.
Is it?
Yes.
See, now, is that why... Because we have a very narrow staircase in our house.
Yes.
So you can't pass people on the stairs without hurting yourself.
I don't
yourself.
Think that's why we have a narrow staircase in our house. I think
it's just
that our house is not very good.
Shh, can't say that.
Other houses are available. I was always one of these people where I was told from a young age, never pass people on the stairs. And it's, once again, just mums not wanting their kids to get... This is... Superstitions are just to do with
mums.
They're
wives' tales, which I now know.
Not wise tales.
They're pretty wise too.
But this was always something that happened at school, though, because at my school, my high school was a very old school, so the corridors were extremely narrow because it was made for like 100 kids and there was like 1,000 kids at the school.
Yeah.
And we had to pass in the corridors and on the stairways. Mm. And that's just unlucky, isn't it?
I suppose so. But to be fair, though, being at school is just an unlucky experience as it is.
That's true. Let's talk about another one that's lucky, though, and that is a horseshoe.
I had a feeling you were going to say that.
There are two things that are lucky here that I've got.
Depends which way around you put it.
All right, because this thing here says a horseshoe over the door brings good luck.
Yes.
But the horseshoe needs to be the right way up.
It does.
The luck runs out of the horseshoe if it is upside down.
Yeah. Do you know why it's horseshoes, though?
No.
Because bad spirits and fairies, or bad fairies, don't like iron.
All right.
They can't touch it. Supposedly.
Yeah.
If fairies are real, they can't touch iron.
Oh, I didn't know that,
yes.
But that's...
It's one of those things that Terry Pratchett taught me.
Ah, your love of Terry Pratchett,
Maisie.
But the other thing that's lucky is it's a four-leaf clover.
I spent my entire childhood looking for a four-leaf
so
clover
I.
and being like, desperately disappointed.
The amount of time I spent looking for a four-leaf clover, and I now think about it and go, you know what, I could have got started on looking for a job.
When you were about 5.
Just me. No, I was still looking in. I was 18.
Earlier today.
Yeah, I was checking on the way there. But Maisie, what do you have anything that... Do you have any, like, lucky charms or anything that you consider lucky?
I have my oldest stuffed animal.
All right.
It's not really lucky, but I would get very distressed if I didn't have her anymore.
Oh, that's quite sweet.
Because I remember when I was younger, I wrote a poem about her as well, which I'm not going to read out because I don't have it on me. But I wanted to adapt it into a kid's book as well.
Yeah.
But you know, she's not really a good luck thing. She's just one of those comfort things where even now, in my 20s, I feel much better just to hold this small stuffed rhino.
It had to be a rhino with you, mate, didn't it?
That's what triggered the rhinos, is that the first one. And the rest have come from that.
I used to have what I thought was, when I was doing my SATs in primary school.
I
had a lucky stone, which was, it wasn't just a stone that I found in the garden next to the four-leaf clovers. It was a stone that was apparently to do with my, what do they call it?
Your birthstone.
I'm a Leo.
Yes.
Is that a birthstone?
Leo itself is not a stone, right, it's a sign. Yeah. But yeah, you get birthstones for your month.
Right. All right, because I had a stone that said Leo on it.
Okay, yeah,
I don't think it was very real. I think I got it from the National Coal Mining Museum gift shop.
So. Yeah, because actually, I did have a thing for my GCSEs that's really weird.
All right.
I would wear my boyfriend's socks.
Oh.
Yeah.
Because
I did it once, got a really good grade, so kept doing it, which annoyed him.
I think that's what starts everything. You do something once.
But really annoyed because we went to the same school, so he would come to school with two pairs of socks. Yeah. He would wear a pair and he would bring a pair for me to change into.
I just don't like the idea that I'm going to like have a really... If I have a really good episode of Squabblebox and I go, yes, and I'm wearing these pants, that means that these pants must be lucky, which means I need to wear them every single show.
Hey, every Squabblebox is great.
that's true, yes. And you can keep getting in touch throughout the show. We're talking all about superstitions. Get in touch in the many different ways on the email studio@sirenonline.co.uk, on the Twitter @sirenfm, the Facebook fan page Squabblebox by going to www.facebook.com/squabblebox on siren,
or you can text in at 077 97 800 716, or you can message us via the Radio Player app
and that will go automatically through to our emails. Keep getting in touch, we love hearing from you, and stay tuned to Siren FM.
See, my house is a madhouse. We only sit down and watch TV. Yeah, we got things to do and I got things to do. Mom talks, call me for a while, and then start shouting.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. I don't know how to say this, but that was... Who was that, Maisie?
That was Our House is Dadless by Kid British.
Well, you know what?
It's a Our House remix by Madness. Well, the original song is by Madness.
I'm not sure what to say after that. That was a strange one.
And these are the opinions of Kai Valentine, of not of Squabblebox or Siren FM.
Or our next two guests, because back in the studio with us this morning are Harriet and Eloise. So we're talking about superstitions this morning, and let's go into a few more. There's one here that says that catching falling leaves in autumn apparently gives you good luck.
What is that even based on?
I don't know. This is on a website called Superstitions in Britain.
Other superstition...
Other countries are available.
Other superstition websites are available.
But catching leaves in autumn...
Sounds like a really pretentious song.
I don't know whether I'd count that as a... I don't see how that's lucky. I tell you why it's lucky.
It's not particularly difficult.
I tell you why it's lucky. It's because we don't have... we don't really have... autumn anymore in this country,
no,
do we?
We, don't.
We sort of all mix into one. So, Maisie, we shortly will be hearing from Alan Humphreys, mm-hmm. the musical director of the Lincoln Orf- the Lincoln Orf- I can't read this word, but the Male Voice Choir, ahead of their summer concert, which is this Saturday. So stay tuned for that, coming up at about 1:45. So, Maisie, we're going to talk a little bit more about superstitions for a few more minutes. Mm-hmm. And that the first one that I've got on this list here, it was the first one that we had sent in this morning. It was from Doreen in Huddersfield, who said that we crossing your knife and fork.
No, that's not bad luck.
That's bad luck, apparently.
No, 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 that's how you show that you didn't like the meal.
I've
no, no, in ways, like my grandpa taught me this, but it's like, it's one of those etiquette things where if it's, you place your knife and fork on the plate when you're done, you cross them if you didn't like them, no, you cross them if you're not done, and I can't remember what you do if you didn't like the meal. I think you put them long, I think you put them lengthways if you didn't like the meal. So crossing them is just to show that you haven't finished your food yet.
Yes.
I've never heard of it being bad luck. I feel like it should be bad luck to use your knife and fork the way you do. Because it's horrifying.
We talk about my knife and fork technique too much, Maisie. It cannot be discussed anymore. The other one...
It really bothers me.
The other... But she says that don't like to see knives and knives crossed either, which is... I don't know whether that is a...
There's a whole style of dancing based around crossing knives.
Really?
Yeah. I can't remember what it is, but it's... You traditionally you use like broomsticks, and it's like a cross pattern. You put them in a like a you put two along two to make a grid, and then you dance within the squares in the grid. If you're super fancy and you're very good at it, it's knives apparently.
All right.
You get long swords and do it across the swords to show how super skilled you are at not touching the swords.
Have you guys heard of any of these superstitions that have been brought up so far?
Not the knife crossing.
No.
Or the knife dancing. No. I haven't heard about that.
That one's not a superstition. That's just me probably mixing up two different cultures.
Doreen also says that the one that we talked about a little bit earlier, number 13, doesn't bother me at all, she says. She passed her driving test on the 13th of the month.
Mm-hmm.
I presume it's that she says the 13th. I presume she means the 13th of the month, seeing as though there are no, there isn't a 13th month in the year. That would make sense, guys.
Because do you have a lucky number?
Ooh, I would say that my lucky number was always 26, which is a cop out, really, because it's my day that I was born.
Yeah, that kind of makes sense.
What about you guys, Harriet?
Yeah.
Do you have a lucky number?
I would say 8, but then that's the day I was born as well. That's all, like, as a child I was like, people have lucky numbers. I'm going to say 8 because that's my birthday.
I like that you think that it's, like, you have to have one.
Yeah, because, you know when, like, children, like, they all want to do one thing at one time because someone will say, oh, I've got a favourite thing, and then everyone's like, I want the favourite thing.
Yeah.
So everyone joins in.
Yeah, good.
Maybe that is how superstitions get started. It's just small children following fast.
Children and mothers. What about yourself, Eloise?
It's my birthday as well.
Basie, so what did you say your lucky number was?
Mine's number 8 as well, but not because I was born on the 8th.
Why?
Because it just seems like a great number. I just decided, like, well, I was telling you before, I have that weird thing that some people do where they associate colours and numbers and genders and days.
All right, yeah.
So number 8 is my, like, yeah, go for it kind of one.
Ah, fair enough.
I'm not going to go into it now. It takes too long to explain.
Well, we are Squabblebox. Today we're talking all about superstitions. Thank you for sending them in. And we're going to be talking a little bit more as the show goes on. But as we say, shortly we'll be hearing from Alan Humphreys, the musical director of the Lincoln Male Voice Choir, ahead of their summer concert, which is this Saturday. So stay tuned for that. That's coming up very shortly. And Maisie, let's go into another song. Stay tuned to Siren FM.
Great mix of music, news, entertainment, and more on Siren 107.3 FM.
Come on, if you feel it, all right.
You're listening to Siren FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. It's coming up to the weekend. It's Thursday. It's close enough to the weekend. There is a lot of stuff going on this weekend, and Harriet's going to tell us something about something that's coming up this weekend.
So, Alan Humphreys is the musical director of the Lincoln Orpheus Male Voice Choir, and he joins us now. Hello, Alan. How are you?
Oh, good afternoon. Fine, thank you. And you? Oh, good. All well?
Good, thank you. So let's talk about the concert on Saturday and a bit about the choir. So how did the choir come together?
Well, the choir's been going for a long time, over 80 years, and it came together in 1934 with a group of men getting together to sing in a specific concert for a single event. And the success of it was so much that it carried on, and it continues to this day.
So how did you all, like, meet individually?
Well, at the present choir, of course, people meet by coming along to the choir, trying it out, see what they think of it, and then joining in. And we recruit people in that way, usually. So that's how we come together now, at present.
What do you enjoy most about being involved in the choir?
Well, I've been in the choir for quite a long time, over 20 years. Originally I was part of the tenor singing group, and that's what I enjoyed doing. I enjoyed singing as things moved on, and I found myself in an equally enjoyable job of being the musical director and conducting the practices, the choir, and of course the various concerts that we put on, and that certainly is a very enjoyable part of it. But essentially, the enjoyable part of it is singing, and I think that's why people come to the choir, because they actually enjoy the singing, and the teamwork that ensues from it.
So, where do you rehearse, and how long do you rehearse for?
Well, we rehearse every Tuesday at what used to be St Mary's Preparatory School at the top of Lindham Hill in Wednesday Lane, now part of the Minster School. And we rehearse for an hour and a half every Tuesday, starting at 7:15. So that's our usual rehearsal period.
Where is the concert being held?
Now, this one is at St Nicholas and St John, which is in Newport, the very large church as you go out of the Newport Arch and continue up Newport. It's a very big church on the right. A very good place of singing. Recently undergone a lot of renovation work at St Nicholas's. We have been there before for various occasions. But this is our concert that we're putting on. We normally do concerts on the behest of other people, but this is our concert that we're putting on for the end of our season, and it's a very good place to sing.
Tell us about the music that's going to be in the concert.
Well, we do a broad mix of music. Hopefully, we do something that will appeal. There's something that will appeal to the audience. Of course, male voice choirs tend to be a little bit set in their ways in the sort of music that they sing, generally speaking. I mean, we would probably think of the Welsh male voice choir and the type of male voice choirs that they sing. Well, we do sing some of that, but we like to broaden the programme out. So we're doing some typical male voice numbers, but then branching out into things like songs from the shows. And, for example, a couple of numbers from Les Miserables and medley from Oliver. So we like to branch out into that, because it will appeal, we hope, to the audiences of today. And then even further, we go into the various choruses from the operas, for example. So it's a very widespread of music that we do. And I'm sure it will appeal to the audience.
Can you just remind us when and where the concert is?
It's on this coming Saturday. It's at St Nicholas and St John's Church, which is on Newport Arch. It starts at 7:30 and it will last for approximately 2 hours.
Thank you so much. That's brilliant. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Now stay tuned to Squabblebox here on Siren FM.
Standing in the cold and the frozen wind, I'm leaving you behind, but it's not the end. No, no, no. Walking on a plane as I hold my breath, it's gonna be weeks till I breathe again. No, no. Checking into hotel loneliness, it's not what I've been used to, I confess. So wake up three times a night.
You are listening to Siren 107.3 FM, Lincoln's first community radio station. That was Alan Humphreys from the Lincoln Male Voice Choir, who have their summer concert this Saturday. That was a great interview from the girls there, and we're really looking forward to hearing more about that as the weekend goes on. We've been talking all about superstitions today. We're running out of time. However, we are going to carry on with this discussion going into Monday's show. This Monday, Maisie,
yes,
we are doing hashtag Ask Us Anything, as
normal. As we always do.
11 a.m. till 1 p.m. on Mondays. However, due to me having a hospital appointment on Monday, I cannot be there. So we are going to pre-record an episode right now after we come off air today, and that will be airing on Monday. So we'll carry on talking about superstitions and answer as many as your questions as we can. So stay tuned for that on Monday. Also, remember to stay tuned for everything else that is going on Siren FM. Have you got anything else to add about superstitions, Maisie?
Not particularly. I feel like there's a lot more we can talk about.
But we need a little bit more time, and that's why we're going to go on to do it on Monday's show. So make sure you stay tuned for that one. Coming up on Siren FM today, 5 till 7 p.m. is Drive Time, and then at 10 till 11 p.m., Spoiler. But tomorrow there's another packed day here on Siren FM as Breakfast on Siren FM, 7 till 9 p.m. A.M., not p.m., Breakfast at 7 p.m. That's a weird one, isn't it, Maisie?
That's a student's lifestyle, that is.
Followed by Sue Taylor, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. Joe Hayden, 1 p.m. till 3 p.m. with his wonderful events show. And then 5 till 8 p.m., Drive Time on Siren FM. Make sure you stay tuned throughout the week for all the great shows here on this station. We highly recommend it. And we say tune in as well on Monday for us, 11 a.m. till 1 p.m. Hashtag Ask Us Anything. But I think it's time to end today's show, Maisie.
It is indeed.
It is. What are we going to be sending them out to?
We will be sending them out to One Dance by Drake. Have a fantastic weekend.
And stay tuned to Siren FM.
Baby, I like you so.
Grips on your ways, front way. Thank you for listening to this episode of Squabblebox on Siren FM and on the Trending Topics Network, right here on the Trending Topics Network. We encourage you to check out all the other great material that Siren FM put out on a weekly, daily, hourly basis by going to www.sirenonline.co.uk. We also encourage you to check out all the other great material that the Trending Topics Network is putting out there by going to www.trendingtopicsnetwork.com, where you can find other such podcasts as the European Uppercut Podcast, Rasslecast, the Spanish Announce Table, Loo Chat, Old School at the Movies, 10 to 1, The Tuts Experience, One Up Club's Heads Up, and much, much more. And of course, don't forget to come back and join us for the next episode of Squabblebox.